This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Democratic Representative Jason Crow has introduced a bill to protect Americans from politically motivated harassment and prosecution by the federal government. Among other measures, the No Political Enemies Act prohibits the use of federal funds for any politically motivated investigations. The Trump administration is investigating Crow and other Democrats over a video message they sent out reminding service members that they do not have to follow illegal orders.
And now he's turning the FBI and the Department of Justice as a weapon to try to threaten and intimidate us. But he has chosen the wrong people.
Crow said he was contacted by the office of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia seeking an interview about the video. The bill is unlikely to advance in the Republican-controlled Congress. A woman convicted in a hate crime hoax was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison Thursday. Ashley Blackcloud and Derek Bernard were convicted in the case in May. They staged a cross-burning ahead of a mayoral election in Colorado Springs in 2023. Bernard is scheduled to be sentenced in March. The Denver Broncos are moving to the next round of the NFL playoffs. They beat the Buffalo Bills Saturday to advance to the AFC Championship game next week, but they will have to continue without quarterback Bo Nix. The second-year starter broke a bone in his ankle and will miss the rest of the playoffs. The Broncos await the winner of today's game between the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. For more news, head over to CPR.org. Have a great Sunday.